Day 62. Little did you realize.
This negation stuff is kind of tricky, Marta, don't you think?
How so?
Well, sometimes a negative in one part of a sentence seems to have an effect on another part of that sentence.
Negative force, yes. But what are you referring to?
Okay, I happened to notice a sentence in something I was reading about an aspiring comedian. It went like this. Not even when he told a very funny joke did the audience laugh. I mean, it didn't say, the audience laughed. It said, did the audience laugh? As if it were a question, which it wasn't.
Yes, nice observation. Do you think it's just a one-of-a-kind little language quirk?
I bet it's not, but I can't think right away of another example.
Oh, come on. We can make them up. Let's see. Not even if you beg am I going to give in, or never have I been so full of hope, or at no time did we feel put upon, or on few occasions was there cause for worry.
Okay, I get it. But what about your few example? I tend to think of negative words as beginning with the letter N, like not, never, no, none, neither, nothing.
Then it's time for a little update, Patrick. What's the opposite of often? Frequently?
Seldom? Rarely?
Okay. And let's have a sentence starting with those words.
Sure. Seldom do some guys shave, and rarely does the bank open on Saturday.
Yes, and how about hardly ever do some guys shave, and also the word little. Little did you realize how widespread negation is, but you just brought up the word few, so how would you use that?
Oh, like in maybe the expressions win a few, lose a few good men, be back in a few minutes.
No, not a few, just few. How about starting a sentence with few times?
Okay. Few times have I seen so many negative words, and they don't always have to begin with the letter N.
Touché. So what's the difference between few and a few? Put them in short sentences. She has friends. And what do they mean?
She has a few friends, like 5 or 6. And she has few friends, like not many. So it would be, few friends does she have?
You're moving right along. So now, can you do the same thing with little and a little? Let's say in short sentences again, he has ambition.
Sure. It would be, he has a little ambition, like some, and he has little ambition, like not much. So it would be, little ambition does he have? But I don't think I'd usually be starting sentences with few and little very often.
Probably not. But we do have few, little and a little, in the language. Anything more to say about them, with and without the indefinite article a, I mean?
Yes. Few, friends, and little, ambition, have a negative connotation. A few and a little don't.
Bravo!